Hours before, the night outside is black as my grandmother's hair. It's newborn moon in Sagittarius. And in the Maryland house, my mother is 23 behind a winning hand of cards as the water darkens the length of her skirt. December now, and friends still call her El Arus, the bride, 11 months married and the shock of it not yet settled behind her eyes. Morning and the baby has not come. Milky winter sun in Sagittarius. I should mention there was a husband, 27. I can hardly imagine it, a boy that age, my father. I cannot picture him in the room, though his work for years to come will absorb him into countries that smell of blood. Maybe he is in the room now, not yet a specter. I sketch him in, but do not know where to put him. Maybe in the corner, back rigid against the white wall. I cannot imagine them ever touching. I smudge him out, correct the still wet scene. He is outside, long-limbed in a hard plastic chair. My mother called him Jack, and this is my only proof they were in love. My mother is almost my mother now. Darker color of the noontime sun. In the waiting room, I should also place my grandparents. Elegant in that old, over-formal way of immigrants. My grandfather's shirt never without a collar. Lush neatness of the afro against his head. My grandmother could pass for a film star. Hair black and feathered down her back. Any suggestion of curl or coil since burnt away and set every morning in hot rollers. Her eyebrows tattooed as they have been all my life. Blue-black parentheses. Both of them older than the independent state of the Sudan. My grandmother 13 years its senior. My grandfather a January child of unknown birthday, though the colonial offices recorded as 26 years before his country is born. They are placid companions, their courtship cooled amicably into a sort of siblinghood, and I have never seen them touch, so I cannot imagine it now. He paces the cool length of the hallway. 1 hour and 39 minutes past noon, that final diluvian push and I am outside, full head of wet hair, pomegranate creature cawing that little animal sound. Pronounced a girl and named for a dead great aunt, the birth certificate dated and signed in ink. Back home, I would have been known by my first two names, mine and my father's, Safia Yagub. The surname rarely used, but in the new country, the paper demands a patronym. Anglicized, the L becomes a looser L. Hilo, meaning sweet, strange, unserious allonym of that first great-grandfather. And crowded together on a single line, marked first name, our names, mine and his, Safia Yagub. Little echo of that forgotten epithet, that once-loved man, of Jack. And though I am not named for my mother, we match. Safa, noun form of my adjective, our shared first syllable. Closest I have ever seen them, him and her, almost touching.